Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Marlington Local School District Board of Education meeting, October 17th, 2019. Call the meeting to order at 7:02. Start with an invocation from Ms. Caitlin Engelhardt.
Let us bow our heads. Loving and gracious God, you are indeed the giver of all good gifts, and we thank you today for all your blessings, for the successful outcomes of our school events, and for all our staff members, both the teaching and support members. Help us to make decisions that strive to be for the good of all, while guarding us from blind self-interest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Karen Humphreys will read the mission statement.
In collaboration with staff, community, parents, and students, the Marlington Local School District will develop lifelong learners who understand and apply knowledge and demonstrate excellence in pursuing the highest standards with effective intervention to challenge every student.
Thanks, Karen. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Gabriel.
Here.
Mr. Hipley.
Here.
Mrs. Humphreys.
Here.
Dr. Mason.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here. Adoption of the meeting agenda. Any additions or corrections?
No, sir.
Okay, recommend that the Marlington Local Board of Education adopt the following agenda for the October 17th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphreys.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabriel.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. Okay, public participation. We have two that were previously signed up, and then we have two others? Okay. So we'll start with Elizabeth Duramo. Did I say that right?
Duramo.
Sorry.
3 minutes?
No, she has 10. She needs.
Okay. Yep. You have 10 minutes. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Good evening. I am Elizabeth Duramo, and I have taught at Marlington Middle School for 15 years. I also facilitate the Gamer Club program. The Middle School Gamer Club program has been meeting weekly for 5 years. As of this year, we have expanded the experience to the high school. This could never have become a reality without the support of administration and our resource officers. I could not do this alone. Thanks to Deputy Begunovich and Deputy Collins, we are able to serve close to 40 students at the middle school and close to 15 students at the high school. This club provides an opportunity for students to game in a safe and supportive environment. This could not happen without the support of our resource officers. Their flexible schedule and willing to interact with our student body is a valuable asset. In our setting, students have an opportunity to interact with deputies while engaging in activities they enjoy, gaming. Our members' numbers have grown over the years, and I feel this indicates two factors. First, Marlington is meeting the needs of these students, which positively affects the community. And second, these numbers would not be manageable without the support of the deputies. I am grateful for the opportunity to have these two officers work by my side twice a week after school hours. Deputy Begunovich and I began this experience together, and her interaction with the kids is heartwarming. She has, since the beginning, made herself available to meet the needs of students who lack transportation and would otherwise have to miss this opportunity. Deputy Collins added an additional dimension to the dynamics and has been able to interact with kids that are more introvert. Deputy Begunovich wanted to expand this experience to the high school, and in doing so, it has been noted that many of the high school students in attendance go about their day with little peer interaction. But at the Gamer Club, these kids do not stop talking. For Marlington to provide this opportunity and utilize our resource officers demonstrates the commitment the district has to all of our students. Each kid feels a sense of belonging, caring, and excitement through this program. They have a long-standing relationship with Deputy Begunovich, and are making new trusted relationships with Deputy Collins. Thank you for providing this opportunity to our students. And if I could, I would like to acknowledge Deputy Begunovich because she is here, and I didn't see Deputy Collins, but both of them are a vital resource to this program and to our students at Marlington. Thank you again.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth. David Freshley. You have 10 minutes, David, if you wish.
Thank you. Good evening. Superintendent Knoll, Marlington Schools board members, teachers, parents, and other interested attendees. I am here this evening to speak in favor of education in the Marlington School District. My focus is on the Marlington School District. I am not here to support any candidate. Let's take a deep breath and proceed. Education is defined by Noah Webster as number one, the process of educating, especially by formal schooling, teaching, training. Number two, knowledge, ability, etc., thus developed. Buildings do not make education. Parents and teachers together make education what it will be. Our three children attended K-12 in the Marlington school system. They received good educations. We had a few problems. Many were adjudicated to our satisfaction. A few were not. Sometimes we were disappointed, but life goes on. In past times when small local school districts were united into a central school, I would guess that some people were disappointed. But the educational leaders looked forward to a better future for the students and the district people. Currently, we have the same situation in the Marlington School District. The name Marlington was born out of the three townships, Lexington, Marlboro, and Washington. We have had many maintenance problems at all three elementary buildings. Repairing and replacing is costly in one building, let alone three buildings. There appears to be a traffic situation at Washington, possible water problems at all three elementary buildings, boiler situations, etc. Also, having three principals where only one would be necessary, multiple teachers where fewer teachers would be required, would certainly be helpful to taxpayers. We need to move forward. The educational situation has become an emotional situation. Many times an emotional situation does not allow for the better outcome. As I see the situation, the three elementary buildings have not been maintained properly for many years. This is on the shoulders of the past school boards and superintendents. They apparently believed that the education of the students was most important, and it is. However, building maintenance is also critical to student health and welfare. I believe that responsible school boards and administrations would have thought so. Maintenance on our school buildings is identical to maintenance on one's vehicle. Regular maintenance is the best approach. Why did we not act? The three buildings are too costly to maintain. We need to look and move forward. I have heard that there could be a possibility that Marlington might be dismantled and split and moved into other local school districts. I hope that this does not happen. Recently, I made an appointment and met with Superintendent Knoll to discuss and learn the relevant facts concerning the operation of Marlington schools. Since Marlington School District has the lowest taxes of any county school district, I was interested in some other facts. As of October 1, 2019, open enrollment showed the following. Incoming students, the elementary schools, 156. Middle school, 95. High school, 111. Total, 362. Outgoing students in the open enrollment, elementary schools, 56. Middle school, 33. High school, 68, for a total of 157. The net total and open enrollment into the Marlington schools, 205. These 205 students coming to Marlington bring us $100,200,000, or $1.2 million. Superintendent Knoll said that our district finances would be in a world of hurt if we did not have this positive enrollment. Open enrollment began at Marlington in the 2007-08 school year. Open enrollment has saved the Marlington School District, according to Superintendent Knoll. We are supposed to receive $6,020 per student from the state of Ohio. However, we only receive $4,700. Our average cost per student is $11,076. The Marlington school system cannot compete with other local county school systems with the current facilities which we have. We cannot be fiscally responsible with three elementary buildings. We need to consolidate our elementary education into one building. Let us turn our emotional situation into an educational situation. I personally thank Superintendent Knoll for giving of his time to meet with me. I was disappointed to hear that I am the first and only Marlington District citizen, other than school board members, to meet with him regarding our elementary educational situation. One other situation that has disheartened me is that candidates are running as a ticket. I believe that each candidate should have the chutzpah to run separately, standing up and explaining what he believes and why. Let us move forward and consolidate the elementary buildings. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Freshley.
Whitney Zorn.
You have 3 minutes, Whitney.
Hi, my name is Whitney Zorn. I used to be considered a Marlboro parent. My daughter did go to Marlboro Elementary for 2 years. She's in second grade now. She goes to Lexington now. And I want to say what wonderful things about my daughter. I was a little worried at first, but she's been fantastic. She came home the first couple weeks, and she's been nothing but just smiling and happy and meeting new people and new teachers, new friends, old friends. She's been doing wonderful. I want to say I consider myself a Marlington parent. And together, you know, it's pretty nice. And the other thing is I'm also very involved with the PTO. And I want to say how wonderful it's been nice to have be all together and, you know, interacting with new people and new ideas and coming together and having more help to help with one activity or the other. New ideas, old ideas coming together. Also, I cannot say better things about Mr. Rogers. He has been nothing but going above and beyond him being a principal. I mean, he takes these kids and treats them like his own. And he's been nothing but been most wonderful, outgoing, you know, always there for the kids. And, you know, just, I can't even say anything better to say about Mr. Rogers. The bus ride, I asked her about the bus ride. It's about maybe 5 minutes a little longer for her to ride on the bus. She doesn't really know any different, doesn't really seem like any longer for her. I asked her what she does on the bus. She just talks with her friends. She's been fine on the bus. And I just would love us to just come together as a whole, as Marlington, just be together as a family. We're a whole community. We're all together, Marlington. And I just would love to have everyone just to come together and peace and help everyone out, be together. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Whitney.
Matt Mish.
Matt Mish. Get 3 minutes.
Different sitting up here and talking to you guys and sitting back there, so I'm just going to leave it here. All right. Good evening, Marlin community. You usually hear this from Mr. Knoll. My name is Matt Mish. I'm a parent and uncle of students that attend Marlington to the Marlington District. I'd like to take a minute to discuss what the Marlington community is and what it should be. Community is defined by Oxford as a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. It's also a feeling of fellowship in others that result in sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. Currently, the Marlington community is in a state of flux. We have two sides against one another, each side with feelings and actions consisting of accusations, bullying, and distrust. This is causing something very important to be missed in our community, that something is our children. In a way, the community has failed we have failed ourselves by not voting, just complaining, and not participating in the needs of our schools. An effective community offers the right capabilities needed and ensures a sufficient capacity for the growth of its people to take place in. We have not been an effective community for many years. It is our responsibility to ensure the scoreboard has the necessary tools to give to our children, just as Mr. Knoll asked the school board for the tools he needs for the students. The school board can only provide what they are able to, based on the community, what they have given them. Do we always agree with the school board? No. However, we need to support them with the decision that is made. Do we sometimes feel the school board has made a mistake? Yeah. But mistakes happen, and that's what we do to correct them is what's important. I believe a good example of this, I hate to call you out, Tom, but Tom originally rode with Carolyn a long time ago, and he got into school, and he saw the decision be made, and he went with that decision. I think it's a solid decision. I am in the schools now. I do guys with ties. I don't know if you guys know that, but I'm now doing it in both schools. And didn't mean to go off topic. 1 second, sorry. I believe in... Tom was unable to make a good decision to start with, and he realized our schools needed help, so that's why he changed. We can all see these things with our grade schools, or with the grades we got from the district schools. If C is the new A, I'm not satisfied with that. If other schools are able to attain an A, we should be able to do that as well. I'm not asking for all students to be gifted. I just want them all to get their fair shot to learn up-to-date facilities that can be modified for future changes to come to our community. We need to be the community our children deserve, the ones that stand together that make things right. What are we teaching our kids when they see us squabbling with each other? What type of community or example of citizenship is that being provided for them? I'm asking you to take a moment to truly look at the needs of this district. Look up the information yourself. Don't take the words of the people running. Use other districts' webpage. Look up the other districts' information, compare ours. I'm asking you not only to vote with just your emotion, or because of someone's name or someone who has been there for the longest time, who doesn't flip-flop, or just because you don't know enough and it's a toss-up vote. Again, think of the example that you want your kids to follow. I know how I'm going to vote. Do you? It's like this example from work. I only have a few more seconds. Nurses nominate each other for the Nurse of the Year Award. They all have the feelings who they want to win. When the votes are in and they're declared a winner, and the person who didn't win is not the one they wanted. So I asked the nurse, did you fill out a nomination form? And they said, no, I didn't. And I said, the only person you have to blame that is yourself. That holds true for work. That holds true for our community. If we don't act, who will? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Okay, we'll now get into special presentations. We'll start with the curriculum update and Mrs. Carol Sutton.
Good evening. I think I'm on. Oh, wait a minute. Now I am. Okay. My notes are here and my PowerPoint's here, so I'm going to sit. Thank you. So this year, in keeping with the start of the year, every October I talk about enrollment.
This enrollment number is what drives our federal funding. It's the number that has been used historically in the district. So I'm going to talk about that. College Credit Plus, because we have our fall enrollment numbers for College Credit Plus programming. Our community partner, I want to showcase a community partner, talk about professional development, big shout outs to teachers. And this year, I want to spend a few moments each time talking about educating the whole child. So the first thing, our enrollment. So our fall enrollment numbers, historically, as I said, these are the numbers that are used to drive our federal funding. They also drive numbers like our free and reduced lunch count numbers, economically disadvantaged subgroup numbers, and some other subgroup numbers. So our October 2019, we are sitting currently at 27.3. We're down from last year, 51 students. This year, we have 362 open enrollment students. That's open enrollment in, that's the OEI number. You can see the high school trend number, we're down. Down from last year. The middle school number, we're actually up a little bit. Lexington, we saw an increase. And Washington, we saw an increase. DDA, our Duke Digital Academy, those are our students who take personalized learning in an online learning format. They offer flexible scheduling. Sometimes they attend school several days a week. Sometimes they come in once or twice a week. It really depends on their needs, their personal academic requirements. Currently, we have 15 students enrolled. FV, that's our Florida Virtual, our other online curriculum source that we use for students. Typically, those students that take our Florida Virtual courses, they're taking or looking for electives that we cannot fit into their general ed schedule, and or they're looking for electives that we can't offer. So we've had students who have taken Japanese or Chinese. We've also had students who have taken other single electives that we can't offer here. Most of these students, these 60 students, it's a scheduling conflict. They could be some of our career tech students that travel, and because they travel back and forth between here and Alliance, they actually lose almost two periods. So they have to make up those credits somehow. So 15 courses. We have students taking 15 courses there. The next information I'd like to provide is College Credit Plus information. So this is our fall number. Currently, we have 119 students enrolled in 274 CCP courses. This year, I wanted to point out to the board the tuition cost. We've talked about that a little bit. I wanted to tell you that last year's tuition cost alone was $53,000 just for the fall, so we're down a little bit. What do we attribute that to? We're offering more courses here on our Marlington campus. We get a reduction in rate if we use our own adjunct professors, our own high school teachers who are also adjunct professors. So we're trying to mitigate that cost. And then also we feel as a district that we can better serve our students taking CCP courses if their needs are being met by our high school faculty. The next number I wanted to point out to you is the 74 students in 191 courses. Those are 191 courses here at Marlington. I just think that's amazing. So 74 students are enrolled in one or more courses is what that turns out to. 45 students are enrolled in 83 courses off, and I have off in parentheses because that's a little bit of a there's a disclaimer that I need to give you. Off campus, we often equate that to they actually travel to the college campus and they attend classes in a brick and mortar building at Stark State, at the University of Akron, or the University of Mount Union. That is not necessarily true. Many of our off-campus students take an online course. So they're not taking a course here with our faculty. They're enrolled at the Higher Ed Institute, but they don't ever step foot at the Higher Ed Institute. So I wanted to give you those numbers, and I'll keep providing those to you as we head into the next semester. Wanted to talk about our community partner. I know Mr. Spondeel is going to talk about this in way more depth, but I just wanted to highlight the first activity with our community partner, Altman Hospital. Mrs. Hoffman has started the Marlington Altman Ambassador Program, and they're hosting their first event this Saturday, so I hope to see you out there. I'm going to try to get my Simon out there. Professional development. I always like to highlight the hard work that our teachers do outside of school. Our teachers are required 12 hours beyond the regular school day, beyond their contract of professional development, 12 clock hours. This year we provided six of those hours on August 28th, that Wednesday before we typically start with the teacher calendar year. And then teachers had to find six other areas of interest, 6 hours of professional development that they had to seek on time. And I just wanted to highlight some of these trainings that our teachers can participate in. Apple badges, because we are a Mac district, being able to earn a badge to use the device to its full potential. We have 18 of our teachers who earned additional badges. We had 8 in Numbers, Keynote, or GarageBand, and those are embedded apps in our devices. We had 8 teachers who earned badges in Creativity and iMovie. We had 107 of our teachers go to Google trainings, and I highlighted that last month, how many of our teachers earned Level 1 and Level 2 Google Educator badges or certificates. 21 of our teachers in June, on June 11th and 12th, attended the High Impact Conference at Glen Oak High School. 17 of our teachers on August 9th attended the Spark Technology Conference. Several teachers have gone to miscellaneous trainings offered by the Ohio Department of Education and our local ESC. So thank you to our ESC partners for providing that. I had 12 of our own teachers facilitate presentations, sessions, learning sessions for their peers, their colleagues, at our August 28th Professional Development Day. I'm always so proud of them, and their sessions are filled to capacity every time. We love learning from our colleagues. We have seven teachers, I highlighted that, that became Google certified, and 2 teachers who became Apple certified over the summer. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those teachers. People say that, you know, we're off during the summer. We are not. We are not off during the summer. Educating the whole child. It is National School Lunch Week this week. So I just wanted to highlight the participation in our National School Lunch Program, and a reminder to everyone that we are offering free breakfast at the elementaries. And our breakfast service, I think we probably should talk about that next month. It is up exponentially, the amount of breakfast that we are serving to our students. I am absolutely thrilled to see that happening. And then finally, I wanted to say Happy Bosses Day to each and one of you. And the honey is a compliments of Mr. Knoll, Mrs. Hurst, and myself, and it is provided by our own horticulture students, and Mr. Tanner has been selling it, so please enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mrs.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
On the enrollment for fall 2019?
Sure.
The figure that Mr. Freshley spoke to, open enrolled out, when he spoke about 157.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the actual figure for this year? For the 2019, the figure he was referring to in what he spoke about?
I can actually have that right here. That's my CCP. I brought that sheet with me thinking that you might have that question. Open enrollment at 157, yes ma'am.
157, and then would you be able to say how that would compare to the previous year?
No, I don't have that information in front of me, but I could get it to you.
Okay.
We average about those same numbers every year. We're plus 150 to 180 every year with open enrollment. I always say we bring 300 in and 150 leave, but those numbers are even getting to our favor more positively here with open enrollment in versus those that are leaving.
So what you're saying is 150 to 180 of net positive between open enrolled in versus out. Is that what you're
correct.
Saying? And this year we're similar.
We're a little better than that this year. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Building update, Mr. Spondeel.
Good evening, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Yanni Spondeel, principal here at the high school. Quick building update for us. You know, there's a lot of new and exciting stuff going on at the high school, physically, academically, socially, a bunch of different clubs. Like we talked about Gamers Club, some physical changes. You saw the, if you haven't been here yet, the bus port in front of the building's been taken down, the little brick patio there, air conditioning in the rooms, which the teachers are all very happy for. Thank you guys very much. They're very appreciative of that. But one club I want to speak to that hasn't gotten a lot of publicity yet that I think is a really cool thing that we're doing is our Altman Ambassadors Program. Miss Tina Hoffman is the leader of that program this year. This was started by Altman Hospital to get in touch with area schools, colleges, and high schools to really promote healthier choices and encourage people to live healthier lives through the schools so they can get in touch with a lot of people. I think currently they're in 16 area schools and they're looking to expand every year. It's focused on health and wellness. There's 5 focuses through this program: nutrition, hydration, physical activity, sleep, and stress management. So each month, essentially, they take one of those focuses and try to do something to mimic that here in the school. The first thing we did was we completed a school assessment. Mr. Noel was part of that group, Ms. Sutton was part of that group, Ms. Hoffman, a few other people. They basically took a baseline test to see where we thought our strengths were and where weaknesses are, where we should build on and where we're doing pretty well in. So off of that, we're looking for ways to improve and how we can encourage healthier lifestyles through our students. There are grant and scholarships opportunities available through this to our kids who participate. The requirement is we have to have a minimum of 4 events every year to continue to be part of this ambassador program. And those 4 events have to revolve around one of those 5 focus areas that I spoke of. It is a social club. We started out, we have 11 students currently, which I think is really good for only getting off the ground the first month. We've gotten a lot more interest from students who want to join in future meetings, so we're looking for those numbers to grow. So, like Mrs. Sutton said, our first activity is going to be this Saturday, October 19th. It is our first community dog walk that we're hosting. Free, open to the public, Marlington people, outside community members, whoever wants to come. There's no fee for it. Just bring your dog, only 3 rules. Dog has to be on a leash, has to be people and pet friendly, and they have to be up to date on vaccinations. They're going to start over by the softball field in the fields back there and kind of walk where the cross country course is, sort of. It's from 9 to 11. Like I said, there's no fee. It's free to come. They're going to give door prizes out to people that come and register. So it is the first event. We've gotten a lot of interest so far. We think we're going to have a pretty good turnout, but we're looking to continue to build on this program. So that's all I got. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. All right. Good evening. So this is my last chance to talk publicly about a renewal that I want to get one more shot tonight to just explain what that looks like, and then kind of highlight another group of people. And look at these gals right here. All right, you get a round of applause. Our gal that did our prayer, Miss Caitlin, was down there playing. Now, I took the opportunity to drive down there myself to Columbus. I just had a feeling that this was going to be it. And I talked to the girls. I gave the pregame speech, didn't I? And day one, it worked. I told them, I said, this other, because the other team that won was the returning state champion. Keep that in mind. So I told them, I said, gals, you're going to go down there and shoot the best you ever shot. You're going to shoot a 318. What'd you shoot day one? 318. I couldn't believe it. It set the school record right there. So I went home that night. Talked to my wife. I said, Jen, I got a feeling. I think they're going to win. Mr. Miller called and said, don't make me drive my truck all the way down there tomorrow by himself. So I went down again on Saturday. Now, we got a little bit late because we had a cross-country meeting, a lot of things going on, and I wasn't there in the morning. That's probably what happened. They got off to a rocky start. All right. But I'm going to tell you what a great group of young ladies. I'm so proud of these gals. They had so much pressure on them day one. You know, they got to win the league. They won the district. They did all of that and made it to the big hands and represented all of you in a fantastic way, okay? So they were state runner-ups for Division II. We have some nice pictures here. There's two good-looking guys right there. All right, that's me and Coach. All right, Coach Dillon, who's an awesome individual. We had a lot of fun. It was great for him. Not only was his team there, his daughter was there. What a great day for him. And he had a lot of fun. Couple team pictures here from the girls. This is after day one. This is on the return home. We had a little fire escort with a fire truck, brought him in. All right. We had a good night. It was a late night, but we had a good night. Got a chance to have some fun. And this was our send-off before they left that morning. So we took them to breakfast, came to the school, did a nice little walk around. Wished them good luck, and off they went. But 21 years we've had girls golf here at Marlington, according to Coach Dell. 21 years. Guess how many teams have been to state? One. And you're looking at right there. That group of young ladies. So very proud of them. I was hoping I could turn around when I got there, but I got there too late. Then I got through on the 16th hole, but I saw some great shots that the girls put in place, even with a few holes there. But congratulations. We're going to give some more love tomorrow night's football game. In between a couple quarters there, we're going to introduce them in front of everybody. So if you're there tomorrow, you'll get to see that as well. One last thing I want to share with you before I get into the levy. This is one of my favorite days of the year. It's our Veterans Day Assembly. I take a lot of pride in this day. My dad served in the Navy in World War II. Never talked about this experience until he turned 82. My dad just would never talk about it because it was hard on him. But when he turned 82 in a nursing home, he and I had a great conversation finally about his experiences, the boat that he was on. He was on one of those tankers where everybody was trying to destroy him, okay, because you're carrying all fuel. So we had a great time. And when I became principal way down the street, I started this program. When I came here, we started it here. Because our kids need to know, okay, what this whole thing about serving country is about. So that morning, Mr. Spondio and I, we put that program on. That's Friday, November the 8th at 8 a.m. Our band's there, our choir sings. Kids do a lot of cool stuff. We get everybody involved as we can. And then we like to eat around here, if you didn't know. So after that's over, it's about maybe a half hour, not a long morning, but after that, we all go up to the band room and we have a nice breakfast. So get it on the calendar. I'll be spreading the word on that as well as we move forward. So, okay, but here's our renewal levy. You know, it's coming. And what I always like to tell people is it's not a new tax, okay? So that's the first thing we always put out there. And just a couple of tidbits here. Originally passed in 1990, been a few years ago, and that's up for renewal for 5 years. And according to our treasurer, it brings in $1.5 million a year. Because like I talked to a lot of folks, that's important dollars to make sure we keep things running. So what's it do? Okay, this is operating money. So it pays a lot of bills. It pays for us as chief, bus drivers, custodians, secretaries, all my administrators, all of those people. A lot of purchase services, like our school nurse, OT and PT, if you have special needs kiddos like I do, those services are very important, all right, to those kiddos. Counseling, we talked to Mr. Ramo, we talked about our SROs, and we use those dollars obviously to pay for both of them. And stuff, supply, okay, things that we need, educational stuff, technology, Mrs. Sutton talked about. We put a lot of time and effort and money into technology here, which I'm very proud of. And then, of course, you got to pay those bills, electric, water, all that kind of good stuff. So most dollars go towards that. This is the actual language that you're going to see. This is off the Board of Elections site. That red thing just says, like, sample there, okay? But basically what you see down at the bottom is what it's going to look like. And it's always a for or against the tax levy, okay, as far as what it's going to look like for you. More information, if you go to our website, you're going to see that little logo thing right there. You can click on that. Just get some more bullet points about what everything goes towards. I hope you got this in the mail, probably about a week or so now. It's always kind of a crapshoot when this thing comes out because you put your information like a month ahead of time, then it's got to get formatted, and then the Alliance Review actually prints it, and then they take it to the post office, and you kind of wait on them, maybe a day or two, but hopefully by now you have it. And it just kind of summarizes everything I've been shouting about. And then hopefully this is the last piece that's going to go in to the Alliance Review. This is a letter to the editor, and all five of our board members have signed off on this, which I think is extremely important. It's just kind of summarized everything I've been talking to you about the last couple of months. But it's for our community to take a look at and read it in the paper. And like I said, I'm hopeful they'll get that in here for me too, obviously, before before it's game day. So, but once again, always appreciate your support.
Joe, can I ask a question?
Yeah, Doc.
Since this is the first levy, operating levy I've been on the board for, what happens if it would fail? Not that it's going to, but what would be the next steps?
If it would fail in November, to be honest with you, I would come back in December and we would start having conversations about what we didn't want to have anymore. It can be put back on, okay? And obviously, I would hope you guys would do that. But
so those you would suggest we would start making plans immediately for what?
Well, I think it'd be in our best interest to have to.
So
do
you're
that.
Saying we would be losing money immediately January 1st?
No, I'm not
if this
saying
doesn't
that.
Pass.
No, I'm not saying that at all. No, there's no losing money part. What I'm saying is, if it would fail, I think it would be to our best interest to start planning in a negative way.
So we can't.
It failed again because you could put it on again later
can't
on.
Can't we
the
ask
year.
Like? Three times or something like that?
I think the treasurer is going to tell you this would be time one and then two more, probably
two more.
Before we'd be in trouble financially. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying you would start the discussion on possible cuts that we would need to make to account for that 1.5?
That would be my recommendation. Yeah, I mean, I hate to say that. Obviously, I hope we don't have to worry about that, but I think it'd be remiss if our folks felt that renewal levy wasn't important. I'm not sure what else we would do.
That current levy runs through the end of 2020?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Staff recognition. Well, Mrs. Sloniger could not make it tonight. She apologized. She had some commitments, but she was in the camp repository a week ago for winning that award. So I'll sneak up on her at school and pass that certificate on to her, okay?
Sounds good. All right, Students of the Month.
Okay, we have two Elks Teens of the Month. First one is Cameron Bennett. Cameron's not here tonight. Him and his family are at the volleyball game supporting his sister as they play the first tournament game. And Mr. Miller just texted me and said our girls' volleyball team won their first game easily, so they move on in the tournament, so we're proud of them. But we'll read a little bit about Cam anyway. He's the son of Amy Bennett. Cam plays basketball for us, varsity basketball player. He's been playing for 10 years. He's a character counts member. 4 years he's been in character counts, 1 year as a treasurer, 1 year as a president. He's an NHS member, inducted his junior year. He's also one of our boys' state representatives that participated at Miami University in 2019, January of this year. Future plans for Cam is to study business in college, so we'll get him his certificate. Congrats to him. And our next Elk Student of the Month is here. It's Caitlin Engelhart. Caitlin, come up. Okay. Caitlin is the daughter of Doug and Libby Engelhart. She is involved in the golf team, as you saw, a four-year varsity letter winner. She's in student council. She's been in that for ever since she's been in high school. She's one of our Link Crew leaders, which is one of our mentoring programs here at the high school where juniors and seniors mentor upcoming freshmen. She does a great job with that. She's been in the National Honor Society for 2 years, the French National Honor Society, the French Club. She serves hot meals programs at St. Bernard's, and she helps with Nurses Week through Summa Hospital. Her hobbies and interests, she enjoys reading, spending time with her family and friends, and golfing. After high school, she plans on attending college to study speech-language pathology and hopes one day to work at a school. So congratulations, Caitlin. Good job.
Good evening. I'm Nick Evans, your middle school principal. We have two students to recognize tonight. The first one we're going to talk about is not with us tonight. He's actually playing football out here on the field. And that's eighth grader Nick Kungle. Nick is the son of Christian and Sandra Kungle. His favorite class is math with Mrs. Robinson. He plays football at the Dukes and plans to play baseball this spring. In his free time, he enjoys spending time with his family and exploring the woods. What's neat about Nick here is he's new to Marlington this year. His family and him, and he has another sibling, moved in from the Perry Local School District this school year. And as you can tell, He's already made quite the impact to be selected as a student of the month. So that was Nick Kungel. Our next student of the month is here with us, and that's eighth grader Taylor Pitts. All right, Taylor is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Pitts. I did not write down. Wait, Zach. His dad's name Zach? No, it's brother. I've got the daughter of Kelly Pitts here, and I left Dad out. I'm sorry, Dad. What's Dad's name? David. All right, David and Kelly Pitts. Her brother is Zach, and they have two cats. Her favorite subject is Algebra 1 with Mrs. Pavlik. Taylor is a member of the Marlington Select Soccer Club. Along with being in choir, she has plans to be a member of our chamber ensemble group this year, and she's also a member of the Grace Community Church and Youth Group. She, in her free time, she enjoys hanging out with friends and being outside. Taylor's teachers had this to say about her. Taylor Pitts is an amazing young lady. She is kind and respectful of students and adults alike. She puts all of her effort into her work. Taylor doesn't settle for average. She goes above and beyond to create outstanding work, usually doing more than what is asked of her. Taylor is a positive role model for everyone else in class. She not only works hard, she takes care of her own priorities, but she brings everyone else up as well. Taylor makes every class she is in better. She offers to assist in any way she can and always does it with a smile on her face. There it is. She works hard and is a model student to our other students. Also, just a little piece about Taylor, kind of Nick and Taylor have opposite characteristics. Taylor was also a student of the month in the elementary school. So you've got to do it in high school now. Congratulations, Taylor. Next up is Mr. Rogers.
Lexington student of the month is Caden Weston. Make sure he's not out there. I didn't see him out there. But I'm going to let you know what the teacher said about him. Caden was selected because of his amazing attitude and ability to follow the Duke Pride expectations. He is kind, caring, and patient. He always smiles and takes time to form lasting friendships. He says building successful friendships is something that this Duke succeeds. And an interesting fact about him is that he loves to collect unique rocks and paint them, but he doesn't keep them. He likes to give them away and make people's day. So congratulations to Caden. He's a great kid. Next up is Mr. Gerholi from Washington.
I'll take an applause. Thank you. That's really nice. I just want to welcome you tonight. Our student of the month is Nellie Lanzer. She's not here either. Just a few things about her. She's an exceptional student and young lady at Washington Elementary School. She's always got a big smile on her face, and one of the biggest characteristics of her is that her leadership and caring about other kiddos. We had a new student this year, and she's just kind of taken her under her wing and made her feel welcome at the school, and that's what we hope for every kiddo at Marlington Elementary Schools in Washington. So thank you very much.
Okay, folks, we're getting into the nuts and bolts of the meeting. If you would like to stick around, that'd be great. If you want to take this opportunity to leave, we'll give you a few minutes to get up and go. Okay, get in old business. Any old business?
No, sir.
No old business. New business.
All right. I'd like to recommend a motion to approve transportation request as presented in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code 3327.01 for the 2019 school year. Those individuals as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just have a brief question on this. Is there a point when it might be more advantageous for us to provide busing or transportation if we have more than a certain number of students going to the same location?
Yeah, it could be possible.
And do we know about what that would be? Or?
Well, you look at the cost per kid to pay that amount here versus what it costs to put a bus on the road and a driver. That dollar amount's about $16,000. So you'd have to have a pretty good group of kids in order to do that.
Okay, even we've not ever looked at like the van or anything like that to transport them. We couldn't do it cheaper.
No.
And what's our reimbursement?
Do you know that dollar amount?
I don't.
I'm not even going to give a number because I don't know for a fact.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
And I'd recommend motion to approve the following administrators as credentialed evaluators for the Ohio Teacher Evaluation Assistant for the 2019-20 school year.
I so move.
Individuals as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. Okay, treasurer's agenda.
Okay. Minutes. We need a motion to approve the minutes of the following meetings: the regular meeting of September the 19th, special meetings on September the 25th, October the 3rd, and October the 8th.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Also recommend the motion to approve the financial reports and overview of receipts and expenditures for the period ending September 30th, 2019 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
On the receipts, do we have any updated figures yet as to the Nexus funds? We had heard that we would know the official number in October. I didn't know if that was available yet.
We just got that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we just got it.
Are you able to share that?
Well, I put some dollars in the email I sent you.
Oh, I didn't get your email.
Yeah, I sent it two or three days ago, I think.
Are you able to say what it is, or?
Do you have those in front of you?
Yeah, it will be for this fiscal year about $1.8
$1.8 million. And for this fiscal year being?
1920.
So we'll get one payment of the tax revenue for that.
Right.
Now, are they still able to challenge that value, or is that locked in? Like, can they go to the Board of Elections or the Board of Revisions and challenge the value of that?
I do not know that answer. We are hoping to have more discussion with folks who hopefully know that answer.
Okay.
This is all new, so.
Okay.
When do you expect that to hit the coffers, our coffers?
It will be after January.
Okay.
So we normally ask for tax advances on the collections for the first half of the year, so we'll be doing that.
Okay. Did you guys get my email?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
We also need motion to approve a fund 467 for student wellness and success. This is new state money that we will be receiving this year, and we need you to approve the fund so we have somewhere to put it.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? About how much will amount to?
This year it is $493,000, and that is restricted funds that we have a list of things that we have to spend it on, and we have to have community partners, and I think Mr. Knoll is going to be working through that to try to determine what we're going to do.
You said that was
additional expenses we have to incur, or are we going to reallocate some of our current expenses?
We're permitted to reallocate current expenses,
okay,
as long as they fit into the categories.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a federal?
No, it's state.
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 Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Gaybrick?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
We also ask you to approve the donations as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, could you read them, please?
I'm sorry?
Could you read them, please?
Read off the donors.
I have it.
Do you have that?
Yeah, because I don't have it.
My father, yeah. Okay, so we have Accent Home Improvement, a donation in kind at $2,500. Candace Perez, donation for printer and assorted spools for $1,650. Donald and Douglas Prather for $1,000 to help out with our Go Buckets, which is one of our safety initiatives. They worked sad to do that. And then Minerva Tile and Remodeling, another in-kind donation for the bathroom here at the high school, another $2,500. So those two $2,500 donations on that restroom facility here at the high school kept that project $5,000 under budget, which was huge. So I really appreciate those efforts from those individuals.
And that's finished, right? That restroom is finished.
It is operational.
Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mrs. Gaybrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Okay, personnel agenda.
All right. Written back in motion to approve the hiring, following pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. Our new treasurer sitting up here in front row, we're glad she's here tonight, is Catherine Brueger. I'd like to recommend a motion to accept the retirement of Robert Shields, high school Spanish teacher, effective May 29 of 2020. Recommend a motion to hire Clay Libertor as a title tutor for the 2019-20 school year, effective October 16, 2019, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. And recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Janie King, effective October 24, 2019. And recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Christina Hollaball, effective October 25, 2019. Recommend motion to hire Laura Lifford for Latchkey, effective October 28 of 19, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. Recommend a motion to hire the following individuals to be added to the classified sublist for the 2019-20 school year, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. Those individuals as presented. And recommend a motion to hire Ashley Tanner as the Migrant Regional Secretary, effective November 1st of 2019, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. Recommend a motion to hire the following for the 2019-20 supplemental employment, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. That individual as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
And we need to give Mr. Miller a little love if we need a volunteer with the bowling team. Let's get that fit.
Our numbers runneth over. Yes. It's a good problem to have on the bowling team.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can we do a clerical correction on the treasurer's schedule for work days? I noticed that we still have 2018-19 on that schedule. I think that was just either a typo or wasn't updated on that.
Tell me where that's at.
On the work days schedule portion.
That's
it's not in her contract, but it's
in the Dropbox? Okay.
That's attached to the agenda.
Okay.
We just need to do a clerical correction on that.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mrs. Gaybert?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. I'd like to welcome our new treasurer. Caitlin, can you stand up, please? She'll be starting
January?
Yep.
Starting in January.
All right.
Give a round. She's coming from Cuyahoga Falls School District, and she resides in Akron, correct, on the west side? She's got a little bit of a commute, so welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited to serve the community and the students of Marlington, and I want to thank the Board of Education for this great opportunity.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Announcements.
Okay, we got a few. Come and walk your dog this weekend. Love to have you.
The OHSAA Winter Sports Parent Player Meeting is on the 21st. I've done a realtor's breakfast for 2 or 3 years now, where I invite the area realtors to come in. We'll be doing that on the 23rd. Meet the Candidates here is on the 24th, our High School Spanish Honor Society inductions, October 29th. And the first 9 weeks we'll be here, November the 1st, November the 5th, the High School Fall Choir Concert, and then our middle school 6th grade field trip to Camp Muskingum, the 6th through the 8th. November 7th, Lexington Math and Reading Night. November 8th is the Veterans Day Assembly I alluded to earlier. Capital Conference in Columbus is the 10th through the 12th. A few of our board members and our administrative staff will be attending. The Elementary Powder Puff football game on the 14th. There you go. Parent-teacher conferences, November 21st and the 26th. November 27th will be a professional learning day for staff, no school for the kiddos, and then some time away for the Thanksgiving break as well.
Okay, the next board meeting is November 21st here at the high school. And the next item is executive session. Do I need to mention that or after?
No, you just read that as it is.
We may take action.
After we read it,
okay. Okay, need a motion to enter an executive session in accordance with ORC 121.22 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee and or to discuss the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee or regulated individual.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Gabriel. Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. I have 803. Okay, the board may take action after executive session. Okay, folks, if you're sticking around, we'll see you after executive session. If not, have a great evening. Thank you for coming. Okay, we have one item to discuss. We're out of executive session. We have one agenda item. Whereas the Board of Education is required by policy to investigate certain types of complaints by employees, and whereas the board, during the course of such as investigation, learned that the board counsel has requested from an individual documents which the board believes constitutes a public record, and whereas the individual has failed to produce requested documents, now therefore let it be resolved that the board instructs legal counsel to take necessary steps to obtain such documents. Any motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Hipley, Ms. Humphrey.
Discussion?
We have a time frame.
Do we have
a time frame?
Well, we'll leave that with the attorney.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Any more discussion? Call roll.
Ms. Garrett? Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Okay. Concludes the meeting tonight. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call a roll.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Thank you, folks. See you next month.
About 8:37. That sounds good.
Yep.